Hello there. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Colleen Klimczak. I'm an organizational and productivity coach and a certified professional organizer. I own Peace of Mind Professional Organizing, LLC. Since 2003, I've been helping my clients live better lives through organizing and organizational and productivity coaching. I support my clients and my community with coaching, in-person and virtual organizing, my weekly podcast called Your Organized Life with Colleen Klimczak, a free weekly virtual productivity session called Finish Line Friday, and a free weekly email newsletter and regular content on Facebook and Instagram. I also offer presentations and professional development programs to groups and companies. And coming soon, I will be launching a membership circle to support my community with even more coaching and productivity content. So today's topic is going to be about Finish Line Friday, but I just want to talk about my little plug here. So want to finish strong this week? Join me for Finish Line Friday every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central for a two-hour productivity session. Drop me an email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com for the link, or follow the Zoom room link on my Instagram or Facebook pages. Welcome to Your Organized Life, episode 68. If you live near me, I'm in Evergreen Park. Our Evergreen Park Public Library is having a game swap and book sale in the month of March. And I have a couple clients I know that are going through their games. I'm not a puzzle person, but if you've got puzzles too, by all means, drop them off at the library and then head back over there for their game swap and book sale. I think it's the weekend of the 23rd and 24th. So there you go. So I recently got a question about how Finish Line Friday works. And I've also been talking to folks about body doubling. And since those two things go together, that is where we are headed today. So today I would like to reintroduce Finish Line Friday and body doubling. So when I started writing this content, I was driving to a client appointment. And I have a way that I can write content while I drive because I think a lot while I do my commuting. And one benefit of slowly easing back into in-person clients this past week has been that I've upped my commute time. Now, to say that is remarkable because I don't really look forward to commuting time, but I do know that it's occasionally uninterrupted time for me to think, and that has been really helpful. However, I like to be productive with my time if I can. And while I love quiet and uninterrupted time, there's still something to be said about working with other people too, and that brought me to body doubling. When I am recording while I drive, I am imagining all of you out there, right? I'm imagining you, my listener, when I am creating the content while I drive. My phone, okay, don't judge me here. My phone has a name, right? My laptop has a name because believing that there's somebody on the receiving end of what I have to say anchors me to the work. It anchors me to the space. And believing that someone is expecting me or someone's on the other side of that, right, again, helps me to stay on track. It keeps me focused when it would be very possible for me to get off track and go do other things. So a new community member reached out to me via email. I believe she started following me and my content in the last few months at one of my recent presentations. She stopped in to a recent Finish Line Friday and wasn't sure how it all works. So, Karen, this is for you. I will endeavor to explain more clearly what exactly Finish Line Friday is and how we use the strategy of body doubling and the Pomodoro method of time management to increase productivity. So body doubling is a productivity tool. It's a strategy, call it whatever you want, right? In my own experiences and with my clients, body doubling helps us to be more productive. Body doubling is one of the many perks of working with a professional organizer because having a person with you in your space as you work, that's essentially the definition of body doubling. And many of us find that having a person with us, right, as we work, can be very motivating. It anchors us to the work and to the space. And the same goes for coaching. So that works, body doubling works in coaching just like it works in organizing. Body doubling is absolutely vital. So for example, early in the pandemic lockdown, a number of my clients struggled with a new phenomenon at that time of unattached work time or working virtually for the first time. And they found out that it wasn't working for them. They did not feel that they were being as productive as they could be in a typical office setting, because it turns out that being around other people who were also working on similar things had helped them to stay on track. And so there were hours when I would sit in a Zoom room or on FaceTime with a client, and they were doing their work and I was doing my work. And just having us together in the Zoom room, even though we were working on different things, helped my clients to stay on track. Now, because we were together, if a question came up, I would be happy to answer it or listen. You know, I was always ready to listen attentively. One client in particular would sometimes need to verbally work through something because she's a verbal processor. And so we would be together, and that would give her the opportunity to just say those things out loud and work through them. We would do this body doubling, this parallel play, right, for a couple hours at a time, because she knew that she needed support around some of her tougher projects. So body doubling isn't necessarily needed for every task. You are a capable and productive person, but we all know too that some tasks are harder to tackle than others, and that's when we bring in the tools like body doubling. So my middle son lives alone, but in community, if that makes sense, in theater housing. So he has his own apartment, but he and his fellow actors all live in the same apartment complex. So he mentioned that there are times when he needs to get things done. So maybe he needs to tackle a project that he's having some kind of mental or motivational block around, and he'll have his friend come over. And she can work on whatever she wants to work on, or play video games, or whatever. It really doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, for him, having somebody else physically in his space keeps him from getting distracted. She's not there to remind him, right? That's not her role here. It's just her presence that will remind him to stay on track. So when he and I were talking about it before he moved back to theater housing, he called it parallel play. Like when two-year-olds play next to each other on the floor with some blocks, they are developmentally too young to play together, but they play with their own things side by side. So Finish Line Friday is like parallel play. And here's how it works. Finish Line Friday uses the Pomodoro method of 25 minutes of work and 5 minutes of rest. Studies have shown the most efficient and effective ratio of work to rest is 52 minutes and 10. So for every 52 minutes of work, we need 10 minutes of rest. And this has been proven by studies to be the best ratio for productivity. And after 3 or 4 cycles of that, we also need a longer period of a break, right? So imagine that you start your workday at 9. You work from 9 to 9:50, then take a 10-minute break. You work from 10 to 10:50, and take a 10-minute break. You work 11 to 11:50, and then maybe you take half an hour for lunch, right? So this cycle is something that we may already be familiar with. And as a participant in Finish Line Friday the other day just said, we all know these things, but it is really helpful to hear them said out loud by others. Finish Line Friday helps us get into the healthy and productive habit of 50 minutes of work and 10 minutes of rest by using that Pomodoro method. So in practice, for Finish Line Friday, we all hop into the Zoom room at 9 a.m. We arrive with our own work for the two-hour session. We probably spend a few minutes chatting, and that's so pleasant. We set our intentions for our first 25 minutes of work, and then I share my screen, and a 25-minute time counts down for the first cycle, counting down to the next 5-minute break. I then mute all of us, though we can stay on screen, and that's how it works. And we do that for 4 cycles. There are not assignments, at least not from me. So what we need to do for Finish Line Friday is we need to come with our own agenda. So you need to come with your own agenda, just like I do, and with your own work, and then your own ideas about what you want to get done. Yes, I'm happy to talk to you about productivity or triaging your to-do list or prioritizing. We can absolutely do that in the 5-minute breaks or even in the Zoom chat. I facilitate productivity, but we are working side by side. We are working together on our own things, myself included. We all come with our own agenda, and I supply the structure and the community. So recently, the work included for some of my participants, someone was working on uploading artwork to a shared drive. Another participant was getting ready because they were having house guests come, and they were really grateful for the 2-hour block of time on a Friday, knowing that they would get some stuff done and they would also have some support and maybe some people to talk to in the break. And that was what Finish Line Friday was going to do for them. A new participant attended and she was excited to get through a couple of planning tasks and then start working on a professional project. Me personally, last week, I was cleaning out my inboxes and wrapping up work for the week and then moving on to writing presentation content for a project that I'm working on for my national association. Those are just some examples. And again, the whole point is you bring what you want to work on and we get it done together. So now that I have more fully explained Finish Line Friday, I am going to invite you all again to please assemble your to-do list and plan to join us for a Friday morning soon of getting things done. Support around getting things done is what productivity coaching is all about. If it is time to invest in yourself and explore coaching for organizing and productivity, I would love to hear from you. Drop me a line via email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or message me through any of my social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much and talk to you next week.